بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو القادر على أن يبعث عليكم عذابا من فوقكم أو من تحت أرجلكم أو يلبسكم شيعا ويذيق بعضكم بأس بعض. The entire universe is Allah Ta'ala's. When a people wrong, then Allah Ta'ala can use anything of the universe against you. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The entire power, strength, might is Allah Ta'ala's. And whatever He wants can work on your favor. Whatever He wants can work against you. When He wants it to work against you, then sometimes it can be from people that are above you. People that are above you, what does it refer to? It can refer to a ruler. It can refer to a government. It could refer to prices and inflation. It could refer to the boss in a company. It could refer to a husband of the house. It could refer to anybody that is above. It could refer to rain, to a person that is in authority. Any person that's above you can just turn around. His whole mood, his attitude towards you just changes. أَيَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ. And if it were his will, the punishment can strike from beneath you. It doesn't have to come only from above. Beneath you, your servants can go against you. Don't you have them striking unions, right? So those people that were supposed to be serving you, they can now, their attitude can just change overnight. Where they were obedient and modest and humble, and then immediately the whole attitude just changes. The wife can turn out against you, where she was respectful and obedient and listening to you. Now her whole attitude just changes. Your own child can turn around against you. You never expect him to backchat you, right? You never expect him to tell you anything. There was a case now recently. The two boys, 18, 19 years of age, they kicked and slapped the father and threw him out of the house recently. So your own children can turn around against you. Heart can just change. Who you expected to be obeying you, respecting you, listening to you, and they can just change around. Allah أَيَّبَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ. And the other way, a third way, one is above, one is from beneath. And the third way that Allah can inflict you a punishment, وَيَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا وَيُذِيكَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ. That breaks you into groups. Right? You people were all united and agreed. Now he divides you. When he divides you and creates dissension between you. Now within the company, one director is against the other. Within a community, one person is against the other. Right? Within the musallis, one person is against the other musalli. Within friends and brothers and families, one person turns around to be against the other. You are like buddies from small napkin friends, right? And suddenly this person just changes. His whole heart, his whole attitude just changes. Brother to brother, cousin to cousin, the company and director to director. Don't we hear this type of problems? So he's got supreme control. Labak has got absolute control. And then when you see that things are going wrong, and the simple thing is go to the control. And go to the control whose hand is supreme control, go to him and cry to him. He will change the heart. But are you going to go to the control? They're not going to do anything. They're not going to change. How many years people cry over the rulers? The rulers are doing this and this and this. But you don't find a change. See, you know, they're not doing anything for us. Right? There's a change of rulers, a change of people that are above you. But then you don't find any change. You don't find that type of, you don't find the type of compassion, love. You don't find the type of consideration for people. So the right thing is, leave these rulers, go to the one that is above them, who is controlling them, whose fingers and hands are their hearts. Their hearts are in his hands. You can just change, you can turn them. So you change, you find they will change. You improve, you find they will improve. They go on singing, he's like this, and this ruler is like this, ANC is like this, whatever else. Nothing, no improvement is going to come about. You don't want to correct yourself, then how do you expect them to come correct? They are in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Meanwhile, you don't want to correct yourself. How do you expect matters to change? So it's a simple procedure. You correct and everything will come right. Whether it is the ones that are above you, whether it is the ones that are below you, or whether it is inner dissension and division.
Mawlana Imtiaz Katrada is requested to come and make the dua.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina wa akhta'ana. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد وَلَا تَلَا أَلُّ ذَا سِيْتَدْ مِذْغَادْرِينَ وَاللَّهِ Accept each one of us, O Allah. O Allah, you forgive all our sins, O Allah. O Allah, from the day we matured till today, O Allah, you alone know all those sins we have committed, O Allah. O Allah, you have concealed them, O Allah. Whatever honor, whatever respect we are enjoying is because of your mercy, O Allah. You have concealed those sins, O Allah. O Allah, at times, in those dark hours, in those secret times, O Allah, we had went to places, we may have done things. Allah Ta'ala, you have concealed all of those. Allah Ta'ala, forgive it completely, O Allah. O Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we are human beings, we make mistakes, O Allah. At times in a single day, we fall repeatedly. But O Allah Ta'ala, give us that courage to stand up again, O Allah. Don't ever let us fall and remain down, O Allah. Allow us to always have that hope in your mercy and forgiveness, O Allah, that we always turn towards you, O Allah. Outwardly, maybe whatever good we are doing, but inside, O Allah, there are certain secret sins, there are skeletons in that closets of ours, O Allah. Those have become barriers between us and you, O Allah. Remove all those barriers, O Allah. Give us that courage to get those sins out of our lives, O Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, living in the world of the cell phone today, that sin has become as easy as a click of a button. At times, a person is doing some innocent work on that internet, and then, oh Allah Ta'ala, there's some temptation in front. For that moment, that control is gone, and the person, within moments, is in addiction, is in some habit. Oh Allah Ta'ala, protect us all, oh Allah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, the floodgates of zina have burst open, oh Allah. Protect us, protect our youth, protect our purity, protect our chastity. Oh Allah Ta'ala, protect us all, oh Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Oh Allah Ta'ala, in every community, there are so many youth, oh Allah, but so few of them are seen in the masjid. Oh Allah Ta'ala, direct their hearts to the masjid, oh Allah. Direct their hearts towards salah, towards zikrullah, towards dua. Oh Allah Ta'ala, at times, whatever sins they have fallen into, their hearts have become dark and they have given up hope in your mercy, oh Allah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, place that hope once again in their hearts. Oh Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, maybe their parents at times remind them and their parents have given up on them. But oh Allah Ta'ala, your doors of mercy, your doors of forgiveness are always open. Oh Allah Ta'ala, allow every person to turn back towards you, oh Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Oh Allah Ta'ala, our girls today, their ambitions and dreams have become universities and degrees and salaries. Oh Allah Ta'ala, we are those daughters of yesterday. Daughters who had ambition of becoming housewives, who had dreams of becoming pious mothers and nurturing pious children. Oh Allah Ta'ala, bring those daughters once again, oh Allah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, that beautiful verse of the Quran Majid, وَقَرُنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, that the woman's place is in the beautiful protection of the home. Oh Allah Ta'ala, accept our mothers, accept our sisters, accept our wives, accept our daughters to bring that and to keep that beautiful verse alive, oh Allah. It shouldn't be that they are, those who are in the homes, they shouldn't take it as a burden, oh Allah, but rather with that full beauty and that full love, that they are keeping that beautiful verse of the Quran Majid alive, oh Allah. Oh Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, today we are living in such times, we never imagined that time will come when that Muslim father or that Muslim mother takes that Muslim child and places that Muslim child in some private Christian school, and daily, oh Allah, that dosage of Christianity is going in the hearts of those children. And at times, oh Allah, to add salt to those wounds, those very parents deprive those children of the maktab, of that madrasa. Those children are not introduced to Allah, not introduced to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah Ta'ala, what will be the future of those children, O Allah? O Allah Ta'ala, you protect the iman, the Islam of our children and our future generations, O Allah. O Allah Ta'ala, open the hearts of our Muslims, O Allah. It shouldn't be that the love of the world has come so much in the heart that this material degrees and everything of the world has now become priority in their lives, O Allah. O Allah Ta'ala, protect us from those traps, O Allah. O Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a time definitely comes in every sincere Muslim's life when he says to himself that now I had enough of show business, enough of living for people, enough of dressing for people, enough of talking for people. A time has to come and we say, oh Allah, our whole life, whatever remains is only for you, oh Allah. That our dressing, our getting up, our living, only for your pleasure, oh Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Give us that complete ikhlas and sincerity, oh Allah. That the lilahiyat, everything for you, oh Allah. That complete love comes deep in our hearts, oh Allah. That love deep in our hearts, all within the parameters of deen, O Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. O Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, halal is clear, haram is clear, but O Allah Ta'ala, our hearts have become so unclear, O Allah. So unclear to the extent that few decades back, there were so many sins that were understood clearly as forbidden and sin. But O Allah Ta'ala, today, those very sins have become acceptable. Oh Allah Ta'ala, those very sins today are going in the direction of People trying to make it permissible. Oh, let Allah protect us all, O Allah. Protect us all, O Allah. It shouldn't be we fall in that same trap. Today that beautiful deen is being diluted, is being minced, is being mutilated, is being broken. Oh, let Allah protect us from ever going in that direction, O Allah. Allow us, let Allah, in every era, there'll definitely be a selected group. A group that will keep that pure deen alive, O Allah, without altering it, without changing it. O Allah, bring us in a beautiful group, O Allah, that will keep the beautiful deen alive in its original form, O Allah. This world today is going in the direction of photography, and everything is going in that direction. Allah, save us all, O Allah. At times, maybe we are not involved in taking photographs, but in our closets back home, we have albums. And at times we have baby photographs. Allah Ta'ala, if a person was a drinker and then he stops drinking alcohol, he doesn't keep later on bottles empty in his fridge that his children must know what was his bad habits of the past. Rather, he removes all evidence of it. Oh, Allah Ta'ala, whatever form of photography we have in our lives, be it in those albums, be it in those screens, give us that courage, oh Allah, that we tear those photos, we delete those photos, we remove all forms of photography from our lives, O Allah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, select us to be from the beautiful group that will uphold deen in its original form, O Allah. O Allah ta'ala, our beautiful deen is not entertainment, O Allah. Today, O Allah, the ummah is making this deen entertainment. Entertainment to the extent that a person wants everything oratory and flowery. He is not worried of what's the inside of a person. He just wants to please the ears to the extent, O Allah Ta'ala, there was a time when a person listened to music and he understood it as a sin, and then later on he had the chance to repent and change his life. But O Allah Ta'ala, today a person is enjoying music in the form of nazms and naats. O Allah Ta'ala, they're using your beautiful name. Your beautiful name which was for zikrullah, for your remembrance. Today, O Allah Ta'ala, they're using your beautiful name as some echo, as some beat of the drum. O Allah Ta'ala, to what extent have they brought disrespect to your beautiful name, O Allah? Save us all, O Allah, from going in that direction, O Allah. Our deen is not entertainment. Our deen is treatment of that beautiful soul of ours. O Allah Ta'ala, allow us to come on the correct form of deen in the right direction, O Allah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect Harameen, O Allah, the beautiful city of Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. O Allah Ta'ala, those beautiful cities, today the enemy are using our beautiful cities to promote their ways and cultures. Today a person or the different countries are going for Hajj and Umrah, returning home with dunya, O Allah. Save us all, O Allah. Bring those cities once again onto the efforts of deen, so that every person, when the ummatis return from the blessed cities, they return with deen and the effort of deen. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from amongst the Arab. Sahaba radiallahu anhum from amongst the Arab. O Allah ta'ala, Arabs that are around today, definitely those beauties are still there, O Allah. But the enemy is abusing and exploiting them, O Allah. Once again, O Allah, accept the Arabs to be the forerunners in efforts of deen, O Allah. Accept the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the efforts of deen, O Allah. O Allah ta'ala, accept each one of us, our generations, to follow for the efforts of deen, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah ta'ala, you clothe us with full humility, and O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clothe us with that feeling of non-entity. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you create within us that feeling of complete reliance on you, O Allah. Never for a moment should we feel independent of you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. O Allah ta'ala, everything is from you, O Allah. All knowledge from you, O Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. O Allah ta'ala, not for a moment should we trust ourselves, O Allah. The moment we have trust in ourselves, that's when nafs and shaitan will take over us. O Allah, protect us all, O Allah. O Allah, never should it be the last moment when we're leaving this world. O Allah, how are we going to leave this world, O Allah? Make it such when we leave the world, O Allah, we live with this complete iman, O Allah. Never deprive us of this beautiful deen at that last hour, O Allah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept us, accept our progenies for the khidmat and service of deen. And O Allah, give us all safety in this world and safety towards the akhirat. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'aluka al-jannah, wa na'udhu bika minan nar, ya wasiyal fadli ighfir lana, Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasiyat kulla shay, an taghfir lana, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna, ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.